My present report over Antarctica 01. Hello again, I'm Marie Swaru. Thank you for being here with me again, today. Today I will bring to you all I can report about what is going on in Antarctica at the time I publish this video. At this time Starship Talika is holding a low, almost equatorial orbital path, because the Federation insists that no large ship must overfly the polar regions, due to the high spaceship traffic present there at all times. There is another reason, which is that the Earth's magnetosphere is strong there at the poles, so it makes navigation difficult as it may disrupt instrumentation. Anyway, sometimes Talika's orbit does get close enough to be able to see the entire region directly, from up here. What I can see from the ship's port side windows when our orbit gets reasonably close, passing right between Antarctica and the island of Tasmania, is that there is constant traffic of all kinds of small to large shuttlecraft, and even some medium-sized transport ships coming in and out of that region. Although I cannot calculate this exactly, I can say that there are between 25 and 50 ships coming in and out every day, and some days more than others. Safe to say that is a lot of traffic. They clearly follow air traffic corridors, so they are clearly organized from some kind of traffic control center. All coming in and out from the geometric center of Antarctica following an almost perpendicular ascent, or climb directly up into space, where they disperse in every direction, although most of the traffic continue in the direction of the Moon, where the Andromedan Biosphere ship is parked behind. I know that space traffic is monitored from the Andromedan Biosphere hiding behind the Moon. It is called Viera, and it is an 811-kilometer-long, arrowhead-shaped, large ship that serves like the Federation's headquarters for all Earth affairs. But I also see that there is some other local traffic control system on the surface in Antarctica that is guiding all the leaving and approaching ships. Besides starships, I can clearly see a considerable amount of human-built aircraft also coming in and out of the Antarctica region, mostly military aircraft of the C-17 Globemaster III type, C-5 Galaxy and older C-130 Hercules, as well as Russian Antonov 22 transports, along with smaller ones as well, also a large amount of large private jets, such as Gulfstream II, Cessna and Falcon jets, besides other larger aircraft, that look to me of the same type used by civilian airlines. I must add a continuous presence of human fighter aircraft, patrolling Antarctica well inland, and not usually close to the ice shelf and ocean. And I know that there aren't supposed to be any fighter plane airbases, even possible to be out there officially. There is also a clear presence of warships of several nations all around the perimeter, or the entire coast of Antarctica. I can distinguish a warship from a civilian vessel, and I can also recognize several types of warships, but I still cannot recognize them all. Most are from the United States, Great Britain, Russia, China, Australia, Chile, and Argentina. And they look like they get along very well from here, as I can see Chinese, Russian, US and British warships moving together in tandem and in quite close proximity, clearly cooperating. I know Antarctica is supposed to be a demilitarized area or zone, but from here it is quite clear to me that it is one of the highest militarized zones on Earth, if not the most by far. And as for the surface of Antarctica itself, most of the time all I can see is cloud cover and Antarctic storms around the ice shelf perimeter, and little more. But interestingly enough, as I look into deeper Antarctica, clear skies are the norm. Although I'm still watching from several thousands of kilometers away, I can clearly say that there is a large wall-like structure well inland, because I can see the clear artificial line, like acting as a barrier for no one to enter towards the center, from the surface. That line or wall surrounds the center from several thousands of kilometers away, and it is nearly perfectly circular, Its height must be at least 100 meters tall. And looking with my bare eyes, and with a traditional telescope as well, looking down from here, I can see that in the area towards the center, or near the center of Antarctica, there is a very large extension of land with no ice, and with a clear green vegetation component there. My best calculation is that the ice-free green patch must be at least the size of Britain, and at its center there must be the polar main cavity to inner Earth. From here I can see nearly no detail, but it is mostly green with some brown patches, that's all I can directly see from here. Whenever I can see nearer towards the Antarctica coastline, I can see many constructions and bases with their lights shining, day or night, quite visible, remembering that day and night last 6 months there. And countless other lesser or smaller ones littering all the coastline, very much unlike the North Pole that from here, I don't see much activity there, only icebreakers and large ships, and some aircraft, at least mostly. This is what I know as facts about what is going on there in Antarctica. The whole area is full of ancient star bases all over the continent, and I've been told that the region has been used as a federation, over Earth control area, at least since the time of the latest Great Flood, that occurred when Tiamat's waters flooded the Earth, officially some 12,500 years ago, that is also roughly when the latest polar shift occurred as well. The area was chosen by the Federation because of its inaccessible properties, as it would be very difficult to access by any normal humans, with or without traditional, or official terrestrial technology. Nearly all non-human races there in Antarctica have underground bases, cities, and installations, many have bases that at least have an exposed part over the surface. Most of those bases are inhabited by many races, in a mixed cooperative manner much like what happens on board the Andromedan Biosphere Vieira, behind the moon, and are not pertaining to only one specific race. Nevertheless, the ones that are commonly seen there are the Andromedans, Arcturians of the Diaslientiplex branch, many Sirians, several types of greys in large numbers, mostly tall greys, also Malakak, or tall whites, among several other Lyrian star cultures I'm not allowed to mention, and the most numerous extraterrestrials on Earth, the Centauri or Alphratons. According to my information, there are no official detachments pertaining to Pleiadian races working there in an official manner, perhaps there may be some isolated Pleiadian groups there, but they are not, or would not be working in official representation of their races and cultures. Other star races absent here worth mentioning are feline groups such as Irma, and official reptilian detachments that are recognized by the Federation, although it is known that there are many reptilian earthbound cultures working there in Antarctica, in cooperation with Earth surface human governments, those would be reptilian races that also call Earth their home. The bases in Antarctica that are run by the Federation are so large that they are complete cities, mostly underground, and they are also connected to countless other deep underground military bases and cities all over the Earth, using high-speed magnetic trains, and that explains why there is so much traffic to and from there at all times. Non-human people of any star race enter Earth using Antarctica mostly, and then from there they move underground in high-speed trains to their final destinations all over Earth, final destinations, many times under the most important human cities on the surface. And there is where all the coordination between the local and the larger Federation and human governments takes place, there is where they get together quite often, at least once a month, to make plans and to take orders as to how they must steer human society on Earth. The Antarctica base, or bases, are the main control center, and the real power center of Earth, and from where all governments and secret societies take their orders from. This is why many official puppet-level politicians have been reported to go to Antarctica, although this is mostly kept a secret from the general population. Perhaps only leaking some of this information, because of the cabal's need and tendency to give people clues, so if the general population of Earth does nothing, the karma is against them and not against the cabal and its secret societies. This is, at large, what is going on down there in Antarctica, and I will be reporting to you about any movements there whenever they occur. At this time there is nothing unusual going on in Antarctica, even though many insist that there is an increase in UFO activity all over Earth. I'm quite sure this has a lot more to do with the governments using UFO sightings as cover-up mechanisms than it has to do with any increase of extraterrestrial activity on Earth. There has always been a lot of extraterrestrial activity all over Earth, and a lot of starship and drone traffic as well, so there is nothing new there. It looks like governments simply are acknowledging the sightings and reports to their advantage. Take care and see you soon. With much love. Marie Soirou.